I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This month, Amnesty International released its report contending Israel has committed genocide in Gaza. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says mainstream media narratives push us to choose sides. However,
for believers, it's dangerous to take our worldview from the news because we're the body of Christ and we belong to the kingdom of God. And there are bigger things going on than this war.
Doyle urges us to pray for peace for all people in this horrible conflict. Pray for a surge of revival in the Middle East that will point the world to Christ.
I'm telling you, if the world can see Jews that love Jesus and Muslims that have come to faith in Christ can be reconciled and can love each other and in some places even worship together, that is something they will never get over.
And anyone affected by addiction knows how lonely it can be. A substance steals the attention of your loved one, breaking hearts and promises and leaving you to pick up the pieces. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
families suffer greatly because of the individualistic approach and selfishness of addiction.
The holidays can highlight these painful gaps.
You have to sit in a room with your family. You know you love each other, but you're just at odds with each other, and it's creating turmoil and strife and family arguments.
But the Lord doesn't leave us without hope.
He's given us all the answers we need to care for one another and to carry one another's burdens. And we need to stop pushing off that responsibility and actually do what we've been commanded in Scripture.
Connect with the Lighthouse at missionnews.org for next steps. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.